studios. Let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.
I just got a text from my guy at DreamWorks. They're interested now in the screenplay for Swing Set for Molly.
I thought ABC was already doing it.
Well, you know, contracts are made to be broken.
Nothing like a little bidding war to up the ante.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they can be amicably resolved.
Yes, and everyone's better for it when that happens.
And the bit with the grandma at the lingerie show while grandpa struggles in the hospital, that's when the show takes a strange twist. But it's something teasable anyway. You know, that's what you'll see on the coming up. While grandma plays, grandpa lays.
Sounds like you've seen the screenplay too.
That's good.
Damn the both of you.
I tell you, it's going to be a tearjerker. When Molly gets that swing set, because mom posed, I mean, the whole family can suddenly realize that there is cause for hope in this world that we live in.
And they can swing. Most importantly, yeah. They can swing.
Absolutely.
The subplot is the sheriff looking for that group of swing set thieves that had been plaguing the area. Hopefully we can tie it all together for the viewer.
I'm really looking forward to a swing set for Molly. I just wish you would have talked to me first before giving the information on the story away.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to steal a swing set and not have anybody see you doing it.
What do you put it in?
You literally have to walk down the street. You can't get it in a car.
Well, you got to have like a giant truck. And if you have a giant truck, you have enough money where you probably wouldn't need an old rusted swing set.
You probably spent more money to rent the truck to steal the swing set than you would have if you had just gone to buy the swing set.
Unless you steal like 50 swing sets in one day. You know, and you're a gang of swing set
It's black
set
market yeah. swing set yeah. sales.
Is that a problem in the United States?
Well, I don't want to get into it because it's a big storyline, but there was a gang of swing set thieves in this area.
They were vicious, too, boy.
Now, I did take a little poetic license with the sheriff. He's really a short, bald guy in her area, but we're going to make him look a little bit like Charles Bronson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
So is he going to play the part?
So there will be. It's a tearjerker, and it's for the whole family, but there will be a little action in there, too, as they hunt for this group of banditos.
What, is there a Latin influence to these gentlemen?
I don't want to give it away.
Okay, yeah.
Tim's role will be in there as, you know, the guy who set up the whole Girls Next Door
I'll
thing.
Be the Bob Guccione of the contest.
You'll be played by Mickey Rourke. A very nice. Angry Mickey Rourke.
No, absolutely.
No, we already have Danny DeVito lined up to play Tim.
But you've spent a lot of money on casting with Charlie Bronson and Danny DeVito.
Well, Charles Bronson's no longer with us. It's going to be a Charles Bronson type.
I don't know.
God rest his soul.
I don't know. I could've sworn he was down here taking batting practice the other day. You can email the radio program your favorite storylines for a swing set for Molly or welcome at the morning after at team1380.net. We're giving away a $50 gift certificate to a lifestyle center, the lifestyle center, not the lifestyle center, the lifestyle center, and then two VIP passes. Producer Drew will be mailing those out, actually. He'll be mailing them out to Mike in South City, Derek Dockett, D-Bear. I don't know who won yesterday, but whoever won yesterday will also be getting their VIP passes in the mail. Oh, my God. He's got a stack of emails handed to me.
Yeah, they're coming fast and furious now.
Seems like there might have been a little show material provided. As piss poor as this program is.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. I used to think we had a plan.
You think when we go on vacation and they start re-racking the best of programs, this one will be looked over? That maybe this one won't make the cut?
I think any time you're hung up on by a gentleman that works as a receptionist at a fitness center,
and it didn't take
he's
a whole
too
lot
busy.
It didn't take much convincing. He was explaining in his answer. He goes, oh, okay. Wham! Hung up on us.
I wouldn't mind having that clipped off and revisit that. See how that took place. Right there with Kyle Rennick, the gentleman with Guyliner from American Idol.
Hung up by Kyle Rennick.
When Pinkel hangs up on you at the end of an interview, at least he's, all right, thanks, guys. And before you have, thanks, coach, he's already gone.
This guy didn't even say goodbye.
He won the Cotton Bowl, you know, was number one in the country.
Kyle Rennick won the Cotton Bowl?
No.
Gary Pinkel
did.
My bad.
Kyle Rennick may win the Cotton Bowl. I know Missouri's talking to him about possibly quarterbacking.
Played some soccer.
Yeah. Here's Kyle Rennick, and this is how he ended his interview with us.
Will you try it again next year?
We'll see. I mean, I don't know how they go about. All right.
God, this show sucks.
Not, I gotta go. See you later. Thanks. Just goodbye. That hurts. It hurts to know we're not held in higher regard.
Couldn't even say, gotta go, guys, or bye. Immediately hung up.
We didn't slam him. I asked him if he was going to try it again next year. A little sensitive.
Maybe we were too intenser for him.
Not only did he hang up on us, but we chased him around for 45 minutes, and it became something so important that the producer was getting furious at the whole pursuit.
All right.
Yes, Rudy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's
going on? Yeah, I did a photo shoot with Danielle, and, you know, how else can she, you know, not look good by posing with me, you know? But, she got a good sense of humor. She's a,
Gots. Haven't heard that in a long time. The word gots.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. Carry on.
Okay, yeah, like I said, she got a good sense of humor. And, hey, you got Brad Thompson coming up?
We do. The Cardinal pitcher will join us in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it takes pitchers about 3 years. I'm kind of looking for Reyes and Thompson to come around, maybe knock one of them other starters out of the box.
Man.
Like who, Wainwright?
Well, they just got to learn to take control of the plate. You know, they can't be afraid to pitch inside. They were letting players lean over the plate, and they were pitching out, you know.
Well, good thing for you, Dave Duncan listens to this show religiously, so he's probably taking note right now.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, the pitcher's got to know it's their plate. You know, throw in, handcuff them or whatever.
You got the cable at your place, satellite dish? What do you got?
I got HD.
Oh, jeez.
I'll bet he does. I don't have HD.
But it's interesting that you have HD, but you don't have a job.
No, I've been kind of looking. I'm putting in some applications.
For 17 years.
It's really everything's pretty much going downhill now, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I kind of thought you were already in the valley.
Huh?
Don't worry about it.
In the valley.
Gone.
You know, I ain't got teeth.
He has no job, and times are tight, but he has an HD television.
He's spending a lot of time
in
front of the tube.
Satellite.
May as well see it in high def.
Yeah, Kat, don't you understand the logic?
Well, that's when television is really important. If you don't have a job, that's what you do, is you watch TV. Give me high def.
Well, you also have to eat.
Not necessarily.
That's secondary.
You got to cut back somewhere. You would think maybe along the lines of HD.
Based on the triplets that Rudy is carrying in his belly, I have a feeling he's stored up for the winter just fine.
I've been in a few homes of people who you would describe as disadvantaged, and the televisions are everywhere. That's how you get in that situation, is you spend most of your day watching television.
Nice.
You go into a mansion in Ladue or Huntley, I don't suppose you're going to find a television in every room. People don't sit around watching a lot of TV. They're busy.
Is there a TV in your mansion at Huntley? Yeah.
What are you saying, that if you have a nice TV, you're probably not well off? A lot of these folks have home theaters.
Yeah.
I don't need a TV in every... I got a $25,000 home theater.
Yes, but it's not unusual for people who don't have a lot of money to have lots of televisions.
Really?
Not unusual.
Is that true, or is that just your speculation?
No, it's true.
Have you done research?
I've seen it firsthand. I've been in the house of someone who you would consider... when you go visit...
This is Doug Vaughn. I'm going to go visit the poor today.
Yeah, I do a lot of hard scrabble poor visiting. And when I'm in their cribs, I see televisions everywhere.
What the hell is going on?
Do you bring them food? Do you offer them financial sandwiches? Assistance? Or did you scorn them for having so many televisions?
All that. I offer a sandwich and some advice. I'm kind of a life coach.
I don't care.
Dr. Doug.
Do they have swing sets?
Stolen.
No.
Most have tried to get themselves a swing set, but you just can't keep them in the backyard. They get stolen like copper. You know how people are stealing copper now.
I wonder if in the city of St. Louis, where they have done a nice job of curbing crime, recent numbers indicate this, but I wonder if you called to tell the St. Louis police that your swing set was stolen, how long it would take for them to come over and fill out a report.
They can't keep up with that kind of theft.
Exactly.
It's like leaving the keys in your car unlocked. It's gone. You leave a swing set out there and it's not tethered, it's not tied down, gone.
Nice knowledge. All while you're in there watching one of your 20 TVs, the swing set's just being lifted right out of the backyard.
Poor people and their TVs.
Doug Vaughn, anti-poor.
That's unbelievable.
I'm offended. It's 901 in St. Louis. Plenty of topics for you. The Cats script for a swing set for Molly. Kyle Rennick hanging up on the radio program.
Buster, I love it.
Buster Olney also actually had some insightful, intelligent dialogue in the 7:25 to 7:40 time slot. And Brad Thompson of the Cardinals will join us in the next hour around 9:15. I'm looking forward to talking it over with him. This is the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.